Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for us to align ourselves with the highest and the most mystical offerings for this Halloween edition of Manifesting Miracles. If this is your first time tuning in, I want to tell you that this is a special episode that I do every single year on the mystical, the magical, and the haunted howls of Halloween traditions. You see, I'm a little mystical, I'm a little magical, but I'm all Michelle. And in this variety of options that we have in this magnificent world to manifest our miracles, I think that it's a good time and a good place on the dial of abundance to check into different practices from around this little blue marble hurling through space to dive into the Halloween edition of Manifesting Miracles. But if this is your first time tuning in, welcome, my love. There's absolutely nothing that you've missed so far. And the good news is I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes that you can just listen to after this one and another one and another one and another one. But before we get started, if you are still looking for that solution to manifest your money, to manifest abundance, and to manifest a little money magic into your reality, I want to invite you to try my 21-day digital course, From Doubt to Dollars, a manifesting blueprint, a 21-day blueprint to manifesting money. Now, we all know if you are in this tip, if you're in this vibe, if you're in this frequency, that the frequency of money is 888. And my course is $88.80. So we are always tapped in, tuned in, and turned on to the powers of our divine abundance. And in this course, you will receive 21 days of different practices, modules, shadow work, feng shuis, money energies, money practices from all around the world based on tried and true results from my one-on-one coaching clients, my group and live courses, from the stages I walk across and speak on, to the hearts that I impact when I do my one-on-one coaching. And I've seen people from all walks of life manifest their unlimited abundance when they get out of fear and they step into these portals of their own divine abundance. And I want you to do the same. So I want to give you a code that you can use to get $8.88 off of my digital course. It's called Money 888, all in a row. M-O-N-E-Y 888. Go over there to michellejlamont.com, tap on From Doubt to Dollars, and then say Purchase Now. And it'll, on the left-hand side, it'll say Coupon, enter Money 888. So I want you to manifest your miracles. I want you to live free. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel vibrant. I want you to feel illuminated. I want you to feel mystical and magical. And I want you to know that we are tapping in to the Mystical Mirrors edition of Manifesting Miracles Halloween 2023. Okay, baby. I want to welcome you, my magnificent manifesting manifestors, and we're going to dive deep into the world of mystical mirrors. As we're wrapped up in the mystical energies of Halloween, whether you're having trick-or-treaters come to your house, or you're going to some parties, or you're just vibing with the moon, I want to explore how mirrors and their reflective surfaces have become more a very powerful tool in divination, reflection, and yep, manifesting. And there's so many different ways that you can use mirrors, but let's talk a little bit about the history and how mirrors have become this mystical object in which people manifest. If you go back to the part of human history beyond the practical applications, there have been many, many, many different cultures who have used mirrors as portals, and they capture the essence of our soul, reflecting those hidden truths. If you go back to ancient Egypt, in ancient Egypt, mirrors were made out of polished bronze and copper. Oh, Cleopatra. And they were believed to reflect your heart and a person's soul. And it was said by looking into one, you could commune with the gods. Now, let's go back to Mesoamerica with the Mayans and the Aztecs. They used obsidian mirrors, obsidian crystal, those dark stones, and they would polish them. And they believed that they provided insight into our future of the unknown. And the spirit world was connected through these mirrors and portals. And then if you go into the Eastern traditions, mirrors were considered to be protectors against evil spirits. They reflect negativity, ensuring that evil forces would be turned away. And I'm going to show you, and I'm going to give you a meditation on how to use a mirror to manifest things into your reality. But in that same vein, reflecting negativity and ensuring that evil forces would be turned away in those mirrors is a matter of your own practices and protections. Now, remember that you can use Wicca practices, and even in the Jewish religion, when someone dies, they sit in Shiva and they cover the mirrors for 7 days and pay homage to the person that the soul had that has gone. Mirrors are been used throughout history and times in different ways and different sects to create different dimensions. And as we reflect on this potential reality for you, and we choose to step into the desire that you want most, I want you to think about those things as we discuss how to create a sacred space with your mirror. Now, when you're using a mirror for spiritual or manifestation practices, it's crucial to treat them with reverence, okay? So I want to give you a step-by-step guide on what to do. Now, first, it doesn't need to be in a particular room or a particular area of your home. You just need to choose a mirror that speaks to you. It doesn't need to be elaborate. It doesn't need to be ornate. What's essential is that you have a connection with the feeling. So what I would suggest, if you're wanting to do mirror practices and create a little mirror portals, and by the way, I use a little mirror portal practice in my 21 days from doubt to dollars. And I teach you how to do a money portal. And I did this for TikTok. I just got started on TikTok and I created a little portal with the word TikTok on it. And I put in 30K, 30K. I wanted to have 30,000 followers by the end of 2023. And I wanted to make $30,000 off of TikTok. And I just wanted it to be used in that way. So anytime I was going to do a live, I would go over to my mirror that I had already done all these sacred spaces with and connect with the vibration of that energy. And in a little less than, I started in February. So, it's October now. I'm at right at 30,000 and I've gone live about 20 times. And one time I went live, I was able to manifest about $10,000 and another time $10,000 and another time $6,000. So when we use these portals, we want to make sure that it's something that really speaks to us and really feels like, I'm connected with that. So after you've decided, you go around your house and you can look into the mirror. And I like to keep one eye closed and one eye open so I can really just like look into it and decide what is really true and right for me. And so then I decided that the mirror in my bathroom was the one that was the best for me. So you're going to choose a mirror that speaks to you, and then you're going to cleanse the mirror. And you can use a combination of both sage and Palo Santo, sage removing the negativity and Palo Santo purifying. It's the Palo Santo is the wood of Christ. That's what it means. Or even a mixture of salt and water. And you want to use Celtic sea salt and just wipe that mirror down. This step is crucial because it ensures that all past energies are cleared. And you're starting with a fresh slate. Let's say you bought that mirror somewhere and somebody was holding that mirror that was in a really dark and angry place. Or maybe you live in an apartment or renting a house and you don't know what people said in those mirrors or the arguments that were had in those mirrors or the thoughts that were had in those mirrors. So you always want to clean and sage and set everything up to make sure it's only you adding your light, white vibrational energy. And it's a crucial step because we want to make sure that we are putting in our intentions, our vibration, our energy. So once you have done that, you can position your mirror in a quiet space. So let's say that you have an altar in your home. I have a money altar and a family altar, an ancestor altar. You can put it in one of those spaces. I have a mirror in my money altar, but it's not the mirror that I use for TikTok. The one in the bathroom is. I have a money mirror in my money corner. You're going to set that up in a place where you could do meditation and you could do reflection. And you want to surround it with things and items that resonate with the intention that you want. So I work with crystals. I work with candles. Maybe if it was like a family place, your ancestors, you would put up all the pictures of your family in there. If it was money, you might use gold and other like elephant trunks up and those sort of things to really reflect back at you what it is that you want to do. And as you set up your sacred space, remember that mirrors don't lie and neither does your soul. So reflect, connect, and manifest your heart's true goals. Dolly just wants to be a part of this podcast today. So another thing is that you want to put a symbol on your mirror with either salt water, your finger, anointment oil. The symbol can be anything. It could be your astrology sign. It could be your life path number. It could be a pentagon. It could be a ward for protection. It could be a cross. It could be anything that resonates with you and your individual practices. Okay. And as you set that and as you put that symbol on the mirror, I always say, from love and light, all things reflect back to me. From love and light, all things reflect back to me. From love and light, all things reflect back to me. And then I would start to do a gazing into the mirror, almost as if your eyes become weaker and weaker and softer, and you allow yourself to drift in and out of this matrix into a reality and where you are vibing and connecting with the portal that you are creating. And using the mirror for reflective meditation, here's what I would, and if you want to mark this and come back and use this meditation later, I've written out a meditation that I'm going to read, that I've used in the past that with clients who wanted to work with mirrors. So mark this on your thing at minute 13, lucky number 13 for all those Halloweeners. All right. Begin by taking a few deep breaths in, breathing in beautiful white light energy in. Hold, and as you release, imagine dark, dark soot energy releasing all of your fears, all of your doubts, all of your traumas, and all of your anxieties out. Again. Center yourself. As you gaze into the mirror, look beyond the surface. Dive deep into your eyes, the windows of your soul. And as you get more and more entrenched in the vibration of this portal, quickly and steadfastly visualize the thing that you dream and desire most appearing in the reflection. Imagine that becoming your reality. Feel the emotions, feel the joy, feel the gratitude. Let the mirror capture these emotions and amplify these feelings throughout the cosmos and into the portals and into the realities in which you are transmuting your energy into. And as you feel each and every drop of these emotions, remind yourself, when you gaze into the mirror, you're looking at the creator of your destiny. When you gaze into the mirror, you're looking at the creator of your destiny. This is your moment, your power, and your reflection. Okay, now let's talk about the Halloween moon. Woo, baby. Oh, I just looked at my clock. It was 12, 12, 12. Angel numbers. So I love the moon. Now, if you know me, you know I'm a moon child. I'm all heart. If you're a sun child, that means you're all energy. You're push, 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 push. And the moon is love, 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 gentle, gentle, gentle. The moon is soft. It's silvery. It glows. And the moon has always been associated with magic. In any kind of show, movie, or scenario, or book that you've ever read, when it references the moon, what does it reference it? Being some sort of mystical, magical thing, right? Why do they call it lunacy? Because people go crazy on a full moon. Go to any ER or call any police department and they will all report that their crimes and the craziness happens on full moons. So once you understand that when you're working with this soft, silvery, magical, mystical energy, and you want to combine it with a mirror, it becomes even more of a potent tool. And I am helping you manifest everything you want this Hallows Eve. And on a full moon night, and if this Halloween isn't a full moon night, you can still use this practice. Place your mirror under the moonlight. Let it absorb the moon's energies. And on that mirror, I would write the one adjective that best describes the overcompassing ideology of what it is you want to manifest. So, for example, if you wanted to manifest someone special into your life, You might type in relationship or spouse, partner. If you wanted to manifest financial substance, you might put abundance. If you wanted to be healthier, because your wealth is your health, you might put in healthy, vibrant, something of that nature, and so on. And then I would put it under the moon and let the moon just pour into that portal and let it absorb all of the energies, okay? And the moon is a symbol of what? Dreams, intuition, our subconscious. So using all of those energies, this will supercharge our mirror, making it a potent tool in manifesting. And so you will then use that moon mirror, on any moon cycle that you want to use. And there are all different moon cycles that have different meanings and different potencies for what you will be using on that night. And so if you want to look those up, you can look those up. If you want to look up moon spells, you can look up moon spells. If you want to look up how to create a moon mirror, you can also use moon water. And that's the water that's been charged by the moonlight. So to clean your mirror even further and embed it with that lunar magic, the next day you could use a little bit of that moon water and spray it around or behind the mirror to engage and activate it more. And if you don't know how to make moon water, you're going to use a glass container. And then on the first, you're going to sage and Palo Santo it to set this energy clear on it. And then you're going to set an intention with it. So I take my hands and I put it on both sides of the jar and I visualize intently what it is that I want it to vibrate, because our hands are portals. And so we want to use those very powerful palms of energy and entice. Like when I ever speak, before I do my podcast, I put my hands around my microphone and I generate power so that everybody who's listening to these podcasts feel regenerated, feel abundant, feel blessed, feel protected, feel loved, feel known, and know that they are able to create anything into their reality. And so then you take your hands and you put that power into that jar, into that frequency, and you see it just manifesting and moving in that energy. And then you fill the glass container up with purified water. We're going to be drinking this water. Then you put the lid on it and seal it tight. And then you're going to take some kind of pen that you can write glass on, even if it's just a marker. And if it's for financial abundance, you're going to use red. If it's for love, you're going to use pink. And if you just have a white marker, you can use that, or you can use black. And then another way that you can use this is you can write all your intentions down on parchment paper, put it upside down so the mirror is charging the words, and put the water on top of that. And then before the day of the new dawn on November 1st, or any lunar cycle, before the sun rises, you would take that water out. And then if you were using the water with the paper treatment, you would read that manifestation and feel the energy of it. So if you said, you know, my beloved has now arrived, well, then you would feel the intentions of what that means to you. Is it going out and taking a trip around the world? Is it seeing them on one knee with a surprise wedding proposal? Is it going to the synagogue or the mosque or the church, or maybe just a beach at sunset and saying, I do, I do, I do. I do you. Whatever it is that you feel is the vibrational essence of what it is that you really want and desire most, feel that intently. And then once you truly feel it, burn that paper and blow the ashes to the wind that all four corners of the earth, the sun, and the moon would now carry this desire everywhere that's needed to manifest into your reality. And then over the next 7 days, you're going to drink some of that moon water, repeating that and feeling it over and over and over again. The intensity, the vibration, the adoration of what you desire most there in your reality. See it now. Visualize it intensely with the mystical mirror under the moonlight. And no matter what you understand or believe, all of these things are based on your practices and your beliefs. If something doesn't work for you, don't do it. But if something works for you, then don't stop doing it. And remember that mirrors are more than just reflective surfaces. They are portals. They are tools and companions on our journey of self-discovery and manifestation. And if you're looking and you dive deep into that mirror, you're going to see some of the most beautiful reflections reflected back to you. In my class, Alignment Exposed, I teach you how to age backwards with a mirror practice that I learned from an angel practitioner using a specific angel and a 45-day practice. And trust me, most people who see me think I'm in my 30s. So I want you to understand that mirrors are not just reflections. They are portals. They are tools. And on this Halloween 2023, I'm feeling mystical. I'm feeling magical. And I am always manifesting my miracles. And I want you to do exactly the same. I want you to fly so high. I want you to have everything you've ever wanted and will ever want in this reality. You are worthy of having those divine alignments. You are worthy of being known. You are worthy of being seen. You don't need to change a single hair on your head. Everything about you is divinely blessed and perfect. And if you are looking to dive even deeper into the world of mirror magic, I want you to check out my courses, my digital classes, my one-on-one coaching programs. All of them are a deep dive into the secrets and practices, not only that we touched on today, but on a wide variety of result-driven practices. I really like to win. And when somebody signs up to work with me, I make it my personal mission to make sure that they manifest what they desire most. Now, I can't let you understand this by not saying this one thing. You have to be open and ready to change your life. You have to be open and ready to change your reality. You have to be open and ready to become the blessing that you seek, not only for yourself, but for others. This is a beautiful time for you to manifest your miracles, to live in a higher state of reality, and to be blessed by the abundance that you seek most. And before we move on to the next thing, I offer half hour, hour, and 90-minute calls. And then, depending on availability, I have 10-minute Tuesdays where you can tap in and connect with me for 10 minutes to discuss whatever it is that you need to discuss on what is blocking you and how to move from point A to point B, all here linked in the show notes to the right. When you open up this podcast, there's show notes, and in the show notes, there are links. Now, because it's Halloween and it's the All Hallows Eve and it is the fourth time I'm doing a show. Yeah, this is my fourth Halloween episode. I want to let you know that I am so proud of you. I know you've been working so hard to become a vibrational match to the things that you desire most. And so do your angels and so do your guides. Why do you think they directed you here to all of the millions and millions of podcasts that are available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, FM Player, all the different ways that you can get it, iHeartRadio? For you to come nestle underneath me into the tree of abundance, to flow with the currency of your divine abundance. It's time for you to see how powerful you really can be and to climb the biggest mountains you've ever ever thought of climbing. I want you to level up. I want you to create. I want you to be a vibrational match to all of those mystical and magical things that you desire most, my love. All right. So if this is your first time tuning in, we do a little chant at the end of all of the topics that we discuss here on Manifesting Miracles. So I want to welcome you from all of the continents around the world. I have clients in Africa, in Australia, in Scotland. I have clients in London. I have clients in all over the world, and it's time for you to truly dive deep into what it is that you want to manifest most, what it is that you want to be a vibrational match to. You didn't come here to fuck around. You came here to manifest and to manipulate energy and to live in a higher vibrational state. And so no matter what, we're going to end this podcast like we end nearly everyone, together in harmony, speaking of our divine abundance. And in 3, 2, 1, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything again. Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Happy Halloween. Everything is always working out for us. Everything. Ooh, Halloween vibes. So until next time, stay reflected, stay magical, and manifest your dreams into your reality. Producers, cue that motherfucking music. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen. I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win. Yes, yes.